It's 10 years this week since we lost Alan Freeman.
Oh, what a sound, too. I hope those sounds come along in multitude in 1971. On the Fontana label there, we had Black Sabbath and Evil Woman. Why didn't it happen? Well, because I think because we had the album out long before the single, and possibly there wasn't a volume of sale for the single. Black Sabbath came along with Paranoid and how they smashed those charts wide open. And fellas, we're looking forward to plenty of product in 1971. Keep it coming and keep it coming in that style. And I think that if ever the pickers of pop missed a commercial single to smash into the top 20, it was this one.
Farewell, Alan Freeman, who died this week 10 years ago. 9 years ago now, and XFM is spreading to South Wales.
As the great man said, this is my truth. Tell me yours. Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country.
Just brilliant production. XFM arriving in South Wales this week in 2007. It's 75 years this week since Wilfred Pickles joined the BBC. He was said to be the first newsreader not to speak with received pronunciation.
This is the BBC Home and Forces Programme. Here's the news. This is Wilfred Pickles reading it. This morning's news of Japan's aggression is of successful countermeasures against the invasion of Malaya. There have also been reports of enemy...
I think that's what passed for a Yorkshire accent on the BBC in those days. He was to host one of the first cash game shows on radio. It was called Have a Go, attracting an audience of 20 million listeners. And if you went on it, you could earn £1, 19 shillings and 11 pence by sharing your intimate secrets.
And here is Wilfred Pickles.
Gentlemen of Ramsbottom, I do. How are you?
Wilfred Pickles, that was. Just ask your grandma about him. He joined the BBC this week in 1941. Happy 5th anniversary to this digital station.
You know, you had everything. You had glam rock, punk rock, disco. Such a mad decade. You had, like, the Goombay dance band with the Sex Pistols. That's how music should be. Confusing, hectic, eclectic. So I'm a real 70s freak.
Sex Pistols, Ramones, all that brilliant punk music that was around in the 70s. A radio station all about that is only a good thing.
Absolute 70s, which launched this week in 2011. Clive Dickens was in charge back then. And he said the beauty of that format lies in its simplicity. It's 30 years since Northants 96 launched. It had been part of Hereward, and the county council leader was all in favour. He was just about thinking it was going to save the local economy.
The fact that we've got the M1 transmitted through the middle of the county, many people pick up the local radio when they're going through Northamptonshire. And I think anything we can do to advertise the benefits of industry coming to Northamptonshire, communications, availability of good labour, must be to the advantage of the people of the county as a whole. Well, I'm most delighted to welcome you here to Northants.
So what was the station going to be all about?
I like listening to as much music as possible. I love music.
Anything decent, you know, music. That's the one, you know, I'm not really bothered about commentaries, that sort of thing, you know.
Basically music, different sorts, a bit more metal, I think. I like local news, but music mainly.
Music.
Music,
I music.
Oh, I like to listen to music in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Basically music.
Music, 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 yes. I don't think that's quite what the county councillor had in mind. Who was head of music? Music, music?
Music.
It was Tom Hardy.
Quite simply, the best of the old, the best of the new, melodic, quality, contemporary hits, backed up with some of the classics from the past. Something for everyone. All of your favourites, and all brought to you in the highest quality FM stereo.
Happy birthday, Northants 96, born this week in 1986. Here's a lesson maybe for DAB migration. This week in 77, the Times reported that radio manufacturers were expecting a 25% surge in set sales the following year. And that came just after the BBC announced that some of its stations were to move frequencies, making some of those stations unavailable on some sets.
Radio 2's on the move, 2693 or 909 kilohertz. That's 433 or 330 meters medium wave. Radio 2.
23 years ago this week saw the end of The Voice of Peace, broadcasting from a ship anchored off Tel Aviv. The aim of the station had been to communicate peaceful coexistence to a volatile Middle East. Many of the presenters came from Britain.
1540.
You're listening to The Voice of Peace. I would like
this evening to have a few words with all our listeners, wherever you are, from Cyprus, across the borders of Israel, and particularly to the people in Egypt, and to share with them the sorrow that they all feel at their loss of their great leader. This was a very sad month in the history of the Middle East when two giants fell, and I'm speaking in Egypt of President Sadat and in Israel of Moshe Dayan.
The Voice of Peace, which closed this week in 93 after 20 years. Happy birthday to this chap.
10cc and life is a minestrone. Well, it's full of surprises, that's for sure. That was a two in a row spot. Before that, you heard Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams and You're All I Need to Get By. Well, the reason we had two records in a row, which we don't normally do on the road shows, because while those were playing, I was at the back of the caravan having an injection, an antihistamine or histamine injection. I don't know exactly what the medical term is, but my grateful thanks to Dr. Eames. I must confess, Dr. Eames was in the audience here today, and I must confess...
Yes, the voice of Paul Burnett and the stinging tale that was actually told in Johnny Beerling's book about that roadshow adventure. Happy birthday to Paul Burnett from Luxie to the Pirates and Radio 1. He's 73 this week. So with Harriet Scott leaving Heart 4 years ago...
Hi, I'm Harriet. Welcome to Hampstead Heath, my favourite part of London.
The Grand Old Opry beginning 91 years ago...
And the first number on this worldwide programme on the Grand Old Opry... would have been...
And the first local digital multiplex licence advertised for Birmingham by the Radio Authority 18 years ago... Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.